prepared. Maybe if I look at the college website one more time, I'll be more prepared. Should I take another practice test? Maybe I should flip through the SAT questions one last time. What if I read the application and admission process again? Maybe my extracurricular activities aren't engaging enough. I don't think I did enough internships. Maybe a certified course will increase my chances of getting into college. I think one last practice in the shower should polish my interview. We are all manufactured products of the same industry, accustomed to think and act in a certain way. Get good marks, get into a good college, get a steady job, and your life has been worth it. But what if this is not all that life has to offer? What if that boy who was unhappy doing engineering would have had a worthwhile life studying literature or becoming a yoga instructor, doing something he was passionate about? What if the girl studying medicine to become a doctor would have made an excellent chef or a history teacher? We limit ourselves in the confinement of our own minds, placing ourselves into pre-cut boxes that preserve us all as puppets controlled by a set of strings. Our whole lives, 18 years, we are told what to do. Study here, eat this, wear that. But now they expect us to make the biggest decision of our lives? A life-altering decision that we will have to live with till the last breath we take. Now that we request them for their help, they ask us why we don't have all the answers. They told us, be who you want to be, but only if society approves. Have a vivid imagination, but don't be unrealistic. Choose your own path, but make sure you follow in the footsteps of others. This is the way our minds have been conditioned. And now that we may not know what we want, or are faced with confusion, we automatically fall into the category of being a failure. The definition of failure is lack of success. But what if my success is helping out a friend when they needed me the most? Or having warm chai and Mari biscuits with my family when it's raining outside? Or finally completing an assignment that burdened me with its incomprehensible questions, but I did it. What if my success to you is equivalent to failure? Can I tell you a secret? If you're happy, then you've already won. This is the time for us to not know the right answers and make mistakes. This is the time for us to choose wrong or choose right, take the wrong road and get stuck somewhere, or think we like something but change our mind. Change your mind as many times as you want, because nothing's forever. Many years from now, when we look back at this moment, we aren't going to remember how prepared we were for college or for an exam. We're going to remember the silliest ideas that transformed into the best memories. The crazy, unpredictable times that turned out to be the most fun. We're going to remember the challenges that were thrown our way that only made us stronger and helped us blossom as people. These magnificent puzzle pieces are what provide us with midnight stories to share with loved ones and shining victory badges that we can hold up high and say, "I made it." These moments are what fill our lives with meaning and make it all worthwhile. They are what we'll refer to as our successes that no one can steal from us, because they're ours. Maybe one day we'll realize that we're never going to be prepared for this confusing and erratic series of events we refer to as life. And maybe one day we'll realize that we don't have to be prepared.